What do you expect for weather on April 31st? That's all I can say for this morning. I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Craig Adams. It is the WEOL Morning Show, and in studio with us this morning, we have Tony Gallo of Lorain County Chamber of Commerce, also Frank Whitfield from the Lorain County Urban League. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And, of course, you're in here because you both, I guess, I make an assumption here, but I would assume you're both members of the Elyria Sunrise Rotary.
That's correct.
In fact, I see Frank has the official...
Yeah, he's wearing the shirt.
The shirt there as well.
With I represent.
People wearing those shirts or other aprons, I suppose, occasionally somewhere. The people busy tomorrow over at Nick Abraham Elyria Ford from 5 to 8. It's the Elyria Sunrise Rotary Pizza Challenge.
16th annual.
16th annual.
Crazy.
Where you got all the pizza places from around the area. As I told somebody, I said, there won't be a new car smell in the showroom. It'll be a pizza smell, which... you know, it's not bad either, right?
That's a true statement.
Let's talk about this event. This is a very important fundraiser for you, right?
It is a fundraiser for us, but it really is one of the few times where we do a family-friendly community event. So it's one of those great events where we get 500, 600 people out there. The kids are out there. There's music. There's talking. There's eating, plenty of eating. And it's just it's a really, really good way for the community to kind of get together for just a Tuesday and kind of hook up, talk to some people they haven't talked to in a while, and have some fun and eat some pizza.
So yeah, the fun event that the Sunrise Rotary has. And you have different events and things that you do, I mean, as a group.
Yes.
As well, but this obviously involves the public there as well.
Yeah, this is a good community one for sure.
And, of course, it works well because you got it at a great location, Nick Abraham there at 57 and Broad as well. Plenty of room in a showroom. Kind of a unique place, I guess, to have a pizza challenge, but it works because you use people that you know to put it together.
Well, they take out all the cars, we bring in tables and chairs and just make it as comfortable as can be for a couple of hundred people to sit down and eat some pizza.
Right.
It gets tight in there at times. There's a lot of people there.
I always look at it sometimes, it seems like a school cafeteria on occasion.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, people sit down and you're thinking, I'll sit at this table.
Yeah.
You get to kind of meet people.
Yep.
And when you're eating pizza, it's a level playing field, isn't it?
It absolutely is, yep.
And, of course, you get a chance to sample all the different pizza businesses. And, of course, Tony, as a person with the chamber, kind of thing, you understand sort of the importance of getting your products out there and people and businesses together to see it.
When I talk to them, I always tell them to bring something that somebody isn't going to normally just order for dinner. You know, bring something that's unique, something that you like on your menu. So it's a great way to taste, you know, some crazy seafood pizza or peanut butter and jelly pizza or, you know, whatever it is.
Any idea if any of those will be present? Because I know in years past, I've had the peanut butter and jelly pizza. You have to try it.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's going to be a good variety of, you know, places. And, you know, they'll bring different ones for sure. It's a great way to taste a little, you know, bit of something that you wouldn't normally do. I think that was this is, 16th annual. So I think that at our pizza challenge was the first time I ever had one of the buffalo chicken pizzas, because that was like a new thing. And I was like, wow, that's really good. So
I was real careful last time talking not to share what my favorite was. But I think I can do it now, because this is how I found the Kaz special.
Oh, Kaz, yeah.
From Kazarius. Uh-huh. And that was, you know, it's this wacky pizza with, you know, barbecue sauce and just almost everything on it. And I would have never ordered that, you know, but having it there now, my family, we, you know, every other week we're ordering that pizza at home. So it's really cool to be able to get that sort of experience as well.
And they're going
to
be there this year.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
Let's talk a little bit about the Sunrise Rotary, if we could. Frank, how long have you been a member, and why did you decide to get involved?
Oh, geez. All right. So Tony invited me. Mm-hmm. I had already visited another Rotary Club, but I didn't really feel like that fit with me. But then Tony invited me to the Elyria Sunrise, and it just felt comfortable. It felt like it was lively. There was a lot of energy. It was a lot of good people, and it was a good way to start my Thursday morning. I'm a breakfast person. I like to start my day off well, and just a really good group of people. We have a lot of fun. You know, that's one of our pillars of every morning, When we do our four-way test, we add a fifth on there, and we ask, is it fun? So we try to make sure every meeting, everything we do has a fun element to it. And, you know, the work that we do is grind work throughout the week. So to have a chance to kind of relax, fellowship, have some fun, and still be focused on mission is something I wanted to be a part of.
Tony Frank mentioned you introduced him. Did someone introduce you?
Actually, I joined right after Liria Sunrise was formed 21 years ago. So Randy Holland actually asked me to be a part of it. Randy, at the time, worked for Lorain County Bank. So they had formed this new Rotary Club. And the way Rotary used to work 20-plus years ago was if there was a member that filled the car dealership, there was no other room for another car dealership. So the Elyria Noon Rotary had pretty much filled up all their categories. So the only way that they could do it was to start another club. So we were the baby of the Elyria Noon Club and started our own. Since then, they've changed things now where it's like, you know, Rotary pretty much can have as many car dealerships or, you know, printing companies that needs to be there. So.
And pizza, perhaps. I'm just curious. Yeah. You know, you never know.
We'll take as many pizza places, too.
And, I mean, if there's folks out there who want to get involved in the community and looking for a group that, you know, that's not as formal and they want to get involved and, you know, serve their community, you know, we meet every Thursday, 8 a.m., at the Wesleyan Village, and you're welcome to join us. Mm-hmm. The first breakfast will be on us. Maybe the first couple breakfasts will be on us, but we definitely are looking for folks who want to get involved in the community, who are just, you know, watching things from the sidelines and saying, hey, I go to work every day, I do my job, but I really want to contribute to this community. You know, we want them to come to the Rotary.
What are some of the things that you do that give back? I know you have this pizza challenge, which is a fun way to sort of show yourself to the community, have a fun thing like this, but obviously there's other...
We do the Santa House in Ely Square every holiday season as well, too. So that's a great way to give back to, especially people. I don't know if you've ever tried to take your kid or your grandchild to get their photo taken with Santa Claus. It, you know, turns into glamour shots, and, you know, they're expensive. We give the photos away and are just kind of glad to actually be able to have the kids get a chance to sit on Santa's lap and, you know, participate. With that, we do the balloon drop at the Apple Festival every year as well, too. Kind of take on the financial responsibilities of that. A lot of our members do the bike ride for MESA, which is the medical equipment and supplies abroad. So we help collect these medical devices that might otherwise wind up in a landfill or someplace that aren't going to be used anywhere, and actually get them shipped overseas.
And then last year we started an Interact Club, which is a club for high school students, getting them involved in community service. So we have a chairperson who works with the students, helping them develop community service projects. And these are all Elyria High students that were connected through the Elyria Teens Achieve Success program through Save Our Children. So that's some more work that we're doing. And what else we got?
Well, between our club and the Noon Club, we also made a financial donation to the New Elyria High School for their Wi-Fi cafe. We helped fund that because a lot of those dollars that came in from the state didn't pay for those certain upgrades like that. So organizations like Rotary and, you know, they're obviously, we're not in competition with the Lions or Kiwanis. They sort of act the same way as Rotary does. We like Rotary better.
You got a cool logo, too. I might add as well. But again, coming up tomorrow from 5 to 8 over at Nick Abraham Elyria Ford, 57 in Broad Street, it's the 15th annual Pizza Elyria Sunrise Rotary Pizza Challenge. And we know that our Bulls Eye on the Afternoon show will be out there. So I would recommend if your pizza...
Oh, are they really? Okay, good.
You make up some more of your pizzas out there because Bull and Matt will be there doing their show from 3 to 6 as things are getting set up, as well as talking to the folks who are going to...
I do want to let everybody know what pizza places we have confirmed for sure. It's the Foundry. This is their first year that they'll be there. Coseria, so you can try out Frank's pizza that he likes. Sambino's, Loco Pie, that's the new one that's on Cleveland Street. Angelina's, Marco's, Pizza Hut, and Oven 51. I'm not even sure where Oven 51 is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the name of that.
Yeah,
yeah, me too.
Good. Yeah, so that's eight of them. So, and a lot of times at the last minute, we get another one that gets snuck in there that they decided that they're going to come. But eight's a good number.
Yep.
And those pizza places know how to crank out the pizzas to make sure that they're
It's a pizza ballet. As pizzas come in and get served, there's always new ones coming back to replenish. So.
And I think one of the other cool things is that there's a competition to it as well. So people can vote for their favorite pizza. Yeah. And I think that's always a cool thing as well because, you know, everybody wants to have the best. Everybody says they have the best pie. So it's good to see, all right, who's really got the best pie in town.
I think best crust, best sauce, best overall.
Yep.
Oven 51, by the way, they're on East Avenue in Elyria.
Oh, okay.
For that as well. But again, tickets are available. They just out
at the door.
Bump at the door. And,
yep, at the door. $10 for adults, $5 for kids.
Yep. You can't beat that. You can eat pizza for $10 and your kid $5. Instead of cooking dinner tomorrow, just come on up, 5 o'clock.
Sure.
Yep, have some fun. Some music will be playing. Yeah.
Wander the lot looking for a new vehicle while you're there, or are you?
Nick Abraham's a smart man. Somebody, the half the battle is to get people in to the lot to actually look at vehicles.
Trying
so.
To get them to convince somebody to eat in the pizza, in the pizza in the car, but I think the detailing guys are.
I wish he gave us a couple of cars to drive around with a Pizza Challenge logo on it for a couple of weeks. I could deal with that.
Well, always minds are working different
things. Yeah, exactly.
And not to pun, but the wheels of rotary are turning here this morning. But again, Frank Whitfield joining us, also Tony Gallo for Elyria Sunrise Rotary. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Glad to be here.